Hey, this is Dave Schlenker. You are listening to the very first On The Go podcast. We're going to feature music, we're going to feature entertainment, but today we are here with Siberia. She is an artist that is based in Ocala, in Orlando. She has a beautiful, beautiful voice. We featured her on Composing Room Concerts. You can see the concert at composingroomconcerts.com. It's part of our ongoing series showcasing local music and original artists. How are you, Siberia?
I am good. How are you?
I called you Siberia just because the day's getting long. So Siberia, wonderful voice. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing as long as I can remember, probably professionally maybe for like the last 3 years, but
okay.
Just constantly singing, always.
How would you describe yourself?
How would I describe my sound? That's kind of interesting because I do a lot of electronic pop kind of stuff, and then I also do like acoustic stuff. I would probably just describe it as emotional.
Emotional, okay. Mm-hmm. Therefore, what is your creative process? How do you write?
My creative process is kind of like taking some time to myself and thinking about like interpretations of dreams and other things that are going on, and kind of just letting myself type away, and then it makes sense as it goes along.
Do you write by hand? Do you actually type?
Yes, I do type. I have multiple journals. They're just endless songs.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite song you've ever written?
Oh, that's a hard one. Because the whole
they're
EP
like
is
my
a
children.
Whole...
Yeah, I love
they're
them
like
all.
My children.
Yeah. You know you like one child better than the other. I mean, you don't know that, but I do. I'm teasing.
I think I would say maybe Orenda. That was the first.
Yeah. And that's the primary single off your EP set. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful EP, and that's a much different vibe than what we heard today. What we heard today, of course, was the acoustic stripped down version.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the style of music. Describe what we hear on Send, the EP.
I would describe it as kind of like the writing process. It's kind of like an entrance and a warning into this place is kind of like dark and grimy, but you know at the end of the tunnel there's light. So it's very metaphorical, but it's that huge atmosphere of there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
If I were to describe it genre-wise to make it a little bit easier to digest, I'd probably say maybe like electronic pop, dark pop, with some like R&B hip-hop influences in there.
That's perfect. That's good. Cool. Now, see, here's the thing. I've been writing about music for a very long time, yakking about music for a very long time. And as artists describe themselves and their music and their genres, they don't like to be obviously pigeonholed, like what you mentioned, electronica, pop, that sort of thing. Of course, I have like 3 words to describe you, so I always like to get it from you. You know, if I walked into a record store and I say, hey, where's the Siberia CD? And they're going to say... Well, it depends on the record store. Some people will, like, take me to, you know, easy listening or whatever because they just don't know what they're saying. But how about your family? Do you have family here?
I do, yes. Yeah. I do have my mom and dad here.
That's wonderful, being here in Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have they seen you? What has been their influence? Are they either one of those musicians?
My mom isn't necessarily a musician, but she's been singing as long as I can remember and raising me on all different kinds of music and just doing sing-alongs and stuff. So my mom definitely has a huge influence on me doing music.
What was the music you heard growing up in your house?
A lot of R&B, a lot of pop. Mm-hmm. A lot of pop and R&B.
Such as? What were your favorite CDs that your parents played?
Before it was up to me what I listened to, my mom filled me in on artists like Mary J. Blige, Lionel Richie, Mariah Carey, like
wow.
just all okay. The pop and R&B, and then when it was up to me, it turned a little bit more punk and a little bit more electronic.
Now let me ask you this, Lionel Richie, Mariah Carey, do you think of that as old school?
That's a dangerous question.
Yes, indeed it is, and I was leaning right into that void, yes.
No,
I'm teasing, because of course that was the music at my prom and so forth.
Oh.
That was about 70 years ago. So.
Oh.
Seems that way. All right, so you say leading more into punk. What did you listen to?
I mean, not really punk, maybe like alternative.
Yeah.
Definitely middle school days of like Paramore and Panic at the Disco and all of those classic 2004 emo jams. And then like a little bit leaning into like electronic pop artists like Lights or like Ellie Goulding or later on like that.
Where can people find Send or the music?
You can find Send on just about any major music platform like Spotify, iTunes. You can also find it on my website, iamsiberia.com. I have all my information listed on there, including listening.
That's fantastic. Where are you going to go? What's next? Do you want to stick around Ocala, Orlando? Where do you see yourself?
I definitely want us to stay in Ocala and Orlando. But future plans, probably Orlando. Who knows, maybe like California, Toronto. I have a lot of big dreams.
Do you see yourself with a band at some point? You see yourself?
I do. Actually, coming this fall, I'm working on getting a band together to play some shows in Orlando and further on.
Yeah. How selective are you going to be? What's your audition process going to be like?
If they can handle really bad jokes and my meticulous detail with my music and how things have to sound, that'll probably be it.
And they got a van big enough for your gear.
Yes.
That tends to be
My car can hold it, but yeah, it doesn't want to.
That is fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you around, hopefully at Symmetry Coffee, so you played, and hopefully you'll be playing there before. I'd love to see you around. You've got a really nice voice.
Thank you.
Beautiful voice. And again, to hear this voice, go to www.composingroomconcerts.com and also your website, iamsiberia.com. Did I remember that correctly?
Yes, you did.
I can't believe I remember that correctly. That's fantastic. All right, so you're closing in, and we're closing in at the end of our very first podcast. You made our very first podcast. How about that?
I feel so honored.
That's good. I made it through without stuttering. That's good.
Me too.
I hit 50 years old in... See, this is how bad it is. I hit 50 years old in December. So that's all right. Where did you graduate, by the way?
Forest High School.
All right. All right. I graduated from Forest in 86.
Nice.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you because it'll just make me feel old. So. All right. So there we are. We are out of here for our very first podcast. I am so happy to have Siberia here. Keep an ear out. Keep an eye open. You'll be hearing a lot about her. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.